Just to let everybody know, Sam just used the hard R.
All right, it's recording.
The hard R?
Yeah, you said thingamajigger.
I said thingamajigger?
Yeah.
Virus is going to definitely cause problems tonight.
I'm very concerned. I don't know what this
I can feel it
means.
Now.
Just glad it's not me this time.
Yeah. We'll be kicking him off tonight, not you.
I'm funner when I'm angry.
All right, it's recording, so whoever's doing whatever, go for
it. Yay! Hi, everybody!
I'm high.
Is it really that bad, right? Is this what we're on?
Yeah.
What year is it?
Very professional, Mona.
It's 2018.
Shit.
3040.
1985.
It's a party tonight, but Willis can make it because wrestling. But,
you know, yeah. Told you.
But Sam is here.
Hi.
Flesh Eater's here.
Yes, I am. Kneel before me.
Neuter's here.
Mm-hmm.
And Virus decided to finally make it.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
And then let's see what happens because Shred's here.
Let me just preface. I apologize for my previous appearances. I was going through a rough time. I was drinking a lot, but this time's going to be different. I'm going to be doing a lot of cocaine. Here's me doing a line of cocaine. All right, let's go.
Let's do this.
Anyway, yeah. We're going to do a 2018's Hellraiser Judgment. And I think this is one where we have a different Hell Priest. I'm not going to call him the P
Pinhead.
Name. Okay.
It's not even a him. It's not even a him, okay?
We're, yeah. So I'm really bad at this introduction thing, but I guess I have to do it. We're Doug Bradley's
not
the Hell Priest.
Him, call him a they, them-a-bite.
I've never seen this, so.
They're called the Order of the Gash.
So, yeah,
well,
so
cheers.
Virus read one book and now he thinks he's an expert.
Shut the fuck up, Abby.
I've been saying this for years, and I was ignored. But
yeah,
now that he's read,
book.
Like, half a book, he's an
no,
expert. And
listen,
we all have to listen
to him.
Because he's like one of those kids. He's loud and he's like, listen to me!
I'm 85%
I read it,
done.
So now you have to listen. So
I'm
anyway,
done.
Do the countdown, Neuter.
All right. So I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. When I say go, everybody at play. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm just surprised that Virus can read.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think he doesn't read.
I just have to be interested in what I'm reading.
Well, when he goes to the library, he can only read the books on the lower shelves.
He has to use a ladder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
That was good. You finally got his dinner on him. He's all quiet now. He's stunned.
I couldn't be mean to my advisor, so it had to come out somewhere.
he's thinking about revenge right now. That's why he's all quiet. He's probably making a meme.
No, I'm trying to watch this.
Apparently, Hellraisers are terrible, unwatchable after what, 4?
2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4.
Wasn't there
I know
a Hellraiser
seen...
in space?
But
that looks
you know
like
what?
That,
I like all of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're not great. They're pretty bad, but I like something about each and every one, especially if you read Clive Barker.
That guy's
a franchise, it's pretty good.
And I like seeing new Cenobites. Even if
I didn't...
it's fucking CD head or Piston head.
I didn't realize
that.
What'd
you
that
call
it?
Me?
What, Sam?
I didn't realize that this was actually based on a book series. Like, is it actually based on a book series?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I well, didn't fucking know that.
The Hellbound Heart.
That's the first one, and that's the one she's making me fun of because it's taken me a week to read it.
And then the, I mean, the Scarlet Gospels, and then it like continues into the comics and the graphic novels.
Okay, well, I may try to check it out. I've actually been reading some horror books lately. I'm just putting it out there.
It's good. It's good. I just got to the part where Christy accidentally opened up the box.
Ah. Uh-huh.
You still got a long way to go then.
No, 85% there.
I will say that all the Hellraiser movies that I have watched with some combination of the people on the show. I don't know if it was Android Vision or here, but.
So you've only watched, is this like only two. Your second one?
Yeah.
My favorite is 4, Bloodline.
That's a good one.
I love it, but they ruined it.
That's one.
I mean, it could have been like, they took out parts where it makes sense, doesn't make sense, but. It's like the studio, they ruined it. And they lost all the uncut stuff.
That guy's face is interesting.
Yeah, so I said new Cenobites. I think he's the auditor. I think that's what he's called.
He sounds like an auditor. I have to deal with way too many of those people.
We missed our conversation in the beginning.
He should use Gillette because that looks fucking bad. Cut himself shaving like that.
He fucked up his face.
Yeah.
The best a man can get.
Yeah.
It's like his face was just whipped with a fucking something.
Jesus Christ.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't do a little bit, like, it didn't look a little bit more realistic given that this was like, what, 2017, 2018?
Mm-hmm.
But I like his typewriter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's taking an audit of him. He's auditing him, I guess.
Fucking Cenobites don't know how to use a laptop.
It's all old school with them.
He prefers a typewriter.
One of them had CDs in his head, okay?
Well, that's his. To each their own, Shred.
Yeah. He's a CD. This one's a typewriter.
It'd be a VHS Cenobite.
He types with his dick.
Hey, if you were a Cenobite,
ow,
what would your gimmick be?
I know what yours would be.
I have no idea.
What would it be?
Stilts.
I thought yours would be a KKK hood. But, you know.
Yeah, considering he married a black lady, I don't think that.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's a Keebler elf hood.
Sure,
same thing.
He just married a black lady because he thought it would give him the pass to say the hard R whenever he wanted to.
She told me,
"What's the hard R?" Never mind, you probably can't say it on the
Really, phone. Sam?
No, I really have never heard it, I'm assuming, and I will say that I had a drink before this.
Well, some say ah, and then the others say, you know. Yeah, some say ah, some say
I'm very confused, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord, I'll text it to you. Holy shit. Did you drink tonight?
Yes. Yes, I did. I had very good whiskey. Thank you.
Yes, I guess that makes sense.
Very good whiskey. Like $100 bottle whiskey.
I just sent the text to you.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, you shouldn't be saying that.
No.
Only if it's consensual.
Though really, I had a cousin who was kind of an asshole. He's still kind of an asshole, but I love him. Where he used to say that, like the actual official word, because
hey, where are we? Are we at 6:50? Sorry.
6:35. And don't talk over Sam. She's telling a
story. Sorry. Tell me when it's 6:54.
Okay. How we all get so far apart?
I have no idea.
6:54.
6:50.
That's four. Where I'm at.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm like maybe 2 seconds behind, but I'm not going to mess with it or else I'll end up like way further behind.
Yeah. Oh. Are we watching fucking Seven? This guy's gluttony.
Oh, is this based off of like the Seven Deadly Sins?
No.
Oh.
But he was just stuffing himself, so I thought maybe.
But Seven certainly was. That's a good movie. That's a terrifying movie. I haven't watched it in ages, but.
Yeah, Seven's a good movie.
But he was eating just like paper.
Yeah.
Oh, Mona, you didn't tell me that it was vomiting all over this movie and snots.
Surprise!
Fire spells can't do when you... Fire spells have a boner. I always
forget Moody is not a vomit fan.
No, not at all.
You're not a vomit fan, Moody?
Oh, fuck off.
I'm not a vomit fan either.
You're not?
No. I mean, I can deal with vomit because I'm a mother.
Remember like the third time we hung out and I was helping you in the bathroom?
Probably, yeah. I don't. And you were vomiting? That was probably at like Tim Sosa's house.
It was. And you were vomiting and I was helping you out? Oh, absolutely.
But I was vomiting in the toilet so nobody had to clean up after me. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I drank a whole bottle of red wine and I had to hold her hair while we were in the shower and she's puking all over the place. It was pretty nasty.
They're rubbing his puke. Vomiting can be so satisfying.
Ew,
when you have to vomit, it feels good.
Yeah, but watching you post videos of vomit is not good.
Oh, he's
to each their own.
His puke is guilty. Some guy got mad at me and Preston because this homeless lady was pissing on a homeless dude's fucking head.
I saw your video.
Fucking hilarious. He's like, how do you know? You guys
and I went back, I deleted the video and apologized because I'm a new man.
Oh, that's very forward of you.
Houseless peoples are marginalized in society.
Where did they get mad? In the Android Vision group?
Houseless?
Houseless peoples.
Houseless people.
It's apparently it's not politically correct to call them homeless anymore. They're supposed to be like displaced peoples.
Who makes this dumb fucking shit up? I really want to know. I mean, I agree with some certain things, you know, but like some things you just take it too far.
So
I'm not eating him.
Oh yeah.
Iris, you sound really low.
Nice.
So I don't think this is necessarily intentionally based on like the Seven Deadly Sins, but I'm seeing some pretty serious comparisons to, you know, gluttony, lust.
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know because these guys ain't fucking Christian.
Well, Dante's Inferno, while it was supposedly based on the Bible, is not actually based on information in the Bible. So. I think all the Bible says is that hell is hot. Or cold, depending on which verse you're reading.
Hot or cold, huh?
This is a weird ass movie already.
Who the hell is that guy now?
The Bible describes hell as a place of eternal torment and punishment for sinners. It's a place of conscious suffering where fire never goes out. But it doesn't describe the layers of hell. The layers of hell are saved for Dante.
Huh.
It peels his face off.
All right.
Fletchy's a few seconds ahead of us.
No, I'm a few seconds behind. No, I'm at 1:30. 11:30.
Yeah, 11:30. Fletchy's ahead a little bit. But it's all right. Leave it that way because we don't want to screw it up.
Okay.
Look, it's beautiful. They're taking off his skin.
Oh, they're bathing in his blood.
Madame Bathory.
It's like a vampire bukkake.
I'm not sure that the middle girl's boobs are real, fake or real. They look a little fake.
I would argue that they are all probably touched up for the sake of the movie.
Taped up.
Little
tape that you can't see.
No, you can usually see big titties.
This is definitely the weirdest opening of any Hellraiser movie.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss their conversation. Apparently, the Hell Priest and the Auditor are discussing how to adapt their methods of harvesting souls in the face of advancing human technology that is making the configuration's gateways to hell obsolete. That's what's happening. And then they have to show their
corporate overseeing. Like, it's like, he's got to micromanage.
Heather Langenkamp.
Surprise!
Paul T. Taylor.
Paul T. Taylor.
I wonder if his middle name is Teal.
Oh.
Is there an echo in here?
Oh, hey, based on characters by Clive Barker.
Cam already figured out the foreshadowing. It says in this movie they're going to investigate a serial killer known as the Preceptor whose murders are based on the Ten Commandments. So there was some biblical shit in here.
Ooh. They're like seven, you know, where it's based off the seven deadly sins.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12 commandments are kind of in line with the seven deadly sins to a certain degree. So.
What's the 12th commandment?
I have no fucking clue.
They're 10? Did they come up with two more?
Uh-oh. Thou shalt not be under 5 feet tall. Sorry.
Thou shalt not. I was going to say, thou shalt not say the hard R.
Hell is full of midgets.
Thou shalt not fart.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit, man. there's an Albuquerque girl.
No, the Albuquerque girls have their underwear on backwards and their tags hanging out while they walk down.
She's getting ready to piss on somebody's head.
Sorry, I witnessed that myself. Thanks.
That's how I met my wife, all drunk in downtown, partying at the club. She's like, hey.
Her G-string's up her camel toe.
Hell yeah.
She looked at him and said, I gotta have that.
Dancing like Carlton.
Yeah, right.
The only time I actually went downtown, I was like, it was when I was fighting. And luckily I knew everybody downtown, so like I had a bum who decided he kept on wanting to run into me, so he kept on like following me around and like, oh, how did I meet you again? I'm like, because you're fucking following me.
I guess it's fate, sweetheart. It's serendipitous.
Did you put him in a choke lock?
No.
Yeah.
I walked into a bar with a bunch of fighters and left me alone.
Let him clean your windshield.
Tell me if you heard this one. Sam walks into a bar with a bunch of fighters.
What about it?
I'm just asking if you've heard that one.
He didn't have the punchline.
Are you okay?
There's the punchline. Yes. Get it? Because he punched her in the face. Ha cha cha.
Hey-o.
There you go. Saved it for you.
I think he had a little more in his salad than he said.
Who?
Ooh. Woodsy the Owl.
Ooh.
This cop in high school?
Guy likes talking to himself, apparently.
Does look like a young Brad Pitt.
And Jason Statham. I'm a transport. Yeah. Don't look in the trunk of me cars.
It's a crossover. Woman. It's a Jason Statham Brad Pitt crossover.
that guy doesn't look like Jason Statham. Or
Morgan the Freeman. Attitude.
Well, or Morgan Freeman.
I haven't read A Tale of Two Cities. I couldn't say why she liked it either. From everything that I've heard, Dickens is depressing as shit.
Have you ever read A Tale of... Have you ever read that? Cider? What?
Dickens Cider? He made his own apple cider. It's called Dickens Cider.
Yep.
No, I have not had Dickens Cider. And I think I would pass up on that one.
It was alcoholic. It was hard Dickens Cider. Okay,
as much as I like hard cider, I don't like my Dickens Cider, so.
You don't?
No.
I didn't.
I prefer Dick separate from cider. Thank you.
What about Dick's and cider?
I never knew you had a dick.
Yeah,
I don't have a dick, but I prefer dicks separate from cider.
You prefer your dick and cider.
My, as in the dick that I am partaking of.
Oh, right? Okay. Right now, they're of the plastic and rubber variety.
Yeah, they are, but you know, gotta do what you gotta do.
We all got problems.
Have you seen A Tale of Two Titties?
Nope. I have two titties, though. I could tell you a tale about them.
Oh, please do. Story time with Samantha again.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Let me get my blanket. Hold on.
That's code name for Lulu.
I'm technically not the only one here with two titties. I'm sure we could hear a few stories.
Sam, tell us about the titty story again.
I have titties. Don't make fun of me. Mona likes my titties.
You said titties. What? I lost the conversation.
Oh.
He wanted a tale of two titties.
Did he take her spleen? Her spleen was in the mailbox. Uh-oh.
You say no dick.
Oh,
my God.
Side of him.
Nice. It's a cat. It's a cat. It's a dog. I knew it.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
I never even watched, I didn't read no motherfucking spoilers or nothing.
It's a puppy, not a cat.
I know, I said it's a cat. It's a dog.
Dogs are their fur babies. I'm a dog mom. So you didn't give birth to that dog. She did.
Fucking bitch.
That's horrifying.
I can safely say this is the first time I've ever seen a dog inside a woman's body.
But she did adopt it.
But you said you watched that Linda Lovelace movie,
You didn't
Loveless
give birth
movie,
to your children,
Fred. No, I couldn't find it.
I found it. You want me to send it to you?
I'm sure you did.
Linda Lovelace got mounted by a fucking German shepherd.
Oh, God. I knew it was going to go to bestiality. I knew it.
Here we go.
There's always one.
Yeah.
That's not funny, but not with a K because the dog dick. Turns
oh,
into
yeah.
A
knot.
Yeah.
Not
at
not the end funny. Of it.
Waka, waka.
Get some stuff. Do cats have knots on their dicks?
Way more about animal dicks than.
Is it just dogs that have knots on their dicks?
Cat dicks
cats
are
have
barbed.
Spines.
Yeah, barbed, yeah.
Cats have barbed cocks?
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's why it sounds like they're murdering each other when they mate. Because
it hurts?
It's barbed.
Yeah. Yuck. So they're...
Kind of like ducks have corkscrews.
So do pigs.
I didn't know that. Thanks for educating me, though, Sam.
You're welcome.
They never teach kids in school.
Yeah.
Sam is Sam's
all about the information.
And virus is a fountain of misinformation.
Yes.
Turn into a course in biology.
I know. His poor wife. Fucking dick. She doesn't even know. You don't even know what your wife likes.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. We've all
not
had
always.
Nights. Hey, we've all had nights like that, huh?
I'm sorry.
I had a boyfriend that made me coffee once, and he made me coffee, and he was so proud of himself because he made me coffee exactly the way that he liked it, because I used to always make him coffee. So he never bothered to find out how I made my coffee.
Oh.
How do you like your coffee?
I like my coffee with just milk and cream. Like,
you know what I say? How dare that man not know how to read minds?
And he likes like 4 tablespoons of sugar in his.
He doesn't have to read mine. He could be considerate.
Dare him.
He could pay attention. He could have paid attention.
At all. About Sam and not himself.
When you literally live with somebody, if you don't pay even enough attention to ask or realize that you don't know how to make their coffee and ask them how they want their coffee, well, and you just assume that they like it like you, that's a little shitty.
I don't know.
This is a great chance for me to do my coffee jokes.
Yeah.
I like my coffee like I like my women, ground up and in the freezer.
I knew you were going to say that.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. I don't like coffee.
I like my coffee black like my soul.
I like my coffee like I like my metal with my sugar. That's a stupid one, sorry.
I like my coffee like I like my women. To shut the fuck up.
Coffee doesn't speak. It can't shut the fuck up.
Yes, stupid.
Yeah, it just percolates.
I like my coffee like I like my women. With the duct tape over their mouth.
You know damn well, like, no.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Colombian.
Oh, boy.
I like my coffee like I like my women dead.
Oh, that's not even funny.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no dead coffee.
How about I like my coffee like I like my women hot and creamy? Dead.
I like my coffee like I like my women. It's frothy and brown. It makes me shit hard. Come on, girls. You can get on this, too.
I know.
Come on, Mona.
Mona likes her coffee like she likes her men.
Strong, black, and...
I mean, I'm not opposed to strong black men. I do like them.
And bitter.
That rules out Willis. Sweetness.
Willis is like a Frappuccino.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's more white, right?
It's like one of those iced mocha Java chip. You know, it's like a milkshake.
And been done podcasting. Mm-hmm. Oh, what we got here?
That's cool.
What the hell? Yeah.
Let me give you a hand. A fist. That's a Valentine's Day present right there. Got lilies in his hand.
I'm just like thinking my coffee.
Right.
Like I like my man. I don't like coffee.
Oh. Yeah. I stole my joke. I did that earlier.
Fine. Yeah. There was already been
shut told. Up.
Nice try, Mona.
Hey, I took a.
She likes her coffee like she likes her men named Schneider.
Willis likes his coffee like he likes his women. He likes them fat, white, and in season during income tax season.
I think the term is venti.
Do you want him to block you again?
This whole scene right here, it's making the way it's filmed, I'm thinking Law & Order SVU.
Yeah, that is true.
It
this
is
actually better than the Law & Order new Law & Order SVUs. I don't like the new Law & Orders. They're too clean.
There's like 80 of them, isn't there, or something like that?
I like the SVUs, but they're just clean. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just...
The early episodes,
early episodes are gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their newer ones, it's almost just like a dark Seinfeld episode.
Seinfeld is SVU. They just never get caught. Seinfeld's always sexually assaulting women. So I said, "Those are the panties your mom laid out for you." Do do.
Come on, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, do your thing. Come on.
No kitty. Don't walk on the computer.
Brad Pitt Jr.
I remember when I was a kid and like the internet was kind of new. I was like showing my friends. I'm like, hey, look at this. It's about the Halloween Michael Myers movies. It's called HalloweenMovies.com. And their dad's like, what are you guys doing? Looking up kitty porn? And I didn't even know what the term was. I was like, kitty porn, like cats? What are you talking about? I was like, how do you know about kitty porn? Next door neighbor. And I wasn't allowed at their house anymore.
Well, you're corrupting them with HalloweenMovies.com.
Yeah. Warp their minds.
Hey, my house was the movie. My son brought his friends the movie. My house was the place that my son brought his friends who, like, never saw horror movies or who weren't allowed to watch horror movies.
Same
They'd
here.
They'd come over here and he'd show them.
I got in
I just
trouble.
Went to North Dakota over the summer.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's when go I ahead. Watched horror movies, but they weren't really horror movies.
What's going on there were things like the mummy. This summer?
Nothing's going on this summer. I'm just growing things.
You're not going to visit home?
No, McCalvin is. I'm going to be here, and we're going to Seattle. At some point, and then we're also going to Washington, D.C., which is going to be interesting.
You should go see the filming locations for Twin Peaks.
I don't think I'm going to have the option of going.
All she's got to do is look locations. In the mirror for Twin Peaks.
True. Very true.
See Bob in the mirror?
No Bobs.
Something's been a-bugging me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm behind. I'm getting Angel Heart vibes. Just saying.
I haven't seen that movie in forever. What's your name?
I know this. The won't surprise anybody that movie. I've never seen that.
What's that, Sam?
I said I know this won't surprise anybody, but I've never seen that movie.
Angel Heart?
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke and the kid from Cosby Show.
Extreme.
Yeah, no.
What's her name?
Oh, look, it's
Robert De Niro as Louis.
I know, they're shredded at his neighbor's house.
Yeah. Let me show you guys this website.
Robert De Niro and Lisa Bonet.
Oh, that's when she lost the Cosby gig.
God, she was
sexy. Lisa Bonet, who I once banged over a bowl of jujubes at craft services.
She had a pudding pop.
She had lost the Cosby gig because of that movie.
Yeah, because she went wild, I guess, according to him, and he was the wild one.
Yeah, she was. Nobody portraying my daughter on TV is going to show her titties. Meantime, he's just roofing everybody that he came into fucking contact with.
There was a show. It was like Bill Cosby Mysteries. And literally there's a clip. That. And it's like a roofie going into a drink.
Oh. Look, he's there.
What is that song like Hypnotize Him or something, Mona?
I don't know. Maybe you should pay attention.
I am.
I'm trying.
Bitch.
Bitched.
I am bitched.
It's daddy shithead. Where's my fucking bourbon?
Give me my fucking bourbon, motherfucker.
I love Frank Booth. Heineken!
What kind of beer are you drinking?
I like the way he says it's a Heineken!
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Heineken! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
It really took a wide turn with this movie, huh?
Yeah.
It's nothing like the other Hellraisers at all.
<You know? laughs> Why would you want to see the same old shit over and over?
No problem.
Repetitive. Oh, yeah, you like slash.
We're watching this on a show there's called Is It Really
there's
That
my
Bad?
Answer.
I'm going to make you watch 10 slashes in a row if you keep it up.
I can disassociate. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I hate the color of this movie so far. Like the
brown tinge?
It's like a, what sepia. Do you call it? Sepia. And it's like
tails?
Old Western.
Like a closer, like the closer
it
video?
Kind of, yeah,
I like it.
It looks like Whiplash.
I like it. I don't think it's supposed to be a happy place. Shred.
I mean,
those aren't happy colors.
Shred.
Not enough rainbows for you.
You could do gloomy still. Like
that's kind of happy to me, Mona.
Oh, gloomy's played out.
It reminds me of my English teacher's classroom. She's like, the lights are dim because this is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
She had like Christmas lights up
that's
in her room.
Creepy. The Christmas lights.
Oh, he's being audited right now.
Kind of reminds me of Decker from Nightbreed, the guy with the slasher face.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got that creepy kind of vibe to it.
That was a Cronenberg.
Yeah.
I was thinking the Nazi from Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah,
that was weird. Yeah.
His face melt off.
I know a kid in high school that used to wear those glasses with like the blinders, you know? Mm-hmm. And he thought he was hot shit because of those glasses, but it just looked like a fucking dipshit.
Oh, aren't they like steampunk glasses?
Yeah, but he's just a dork. Yeah.
You've killed a lot of people.
Therapy and
did therapy with the devil.
No, the auditor, shooter, not the devil.
He's just as bad. The auditor. Oh, that was funny. Oh.
This is like the worst job interview ever.
He's interviewing.
I do like that old typewriter, though. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Am I crazy, or is it using his blood for the ink?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm crazy, or yes, it's using his blood for the ink?
Yes.
Both.
Guilty.
I will accept that answer.
Guilty as charged. Sounded like the theme for Wicked Games was coming on.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the puke guy.
Oh, God. Fucking Peter Pettigrew over here.
What the hell?
Reminds me of that fat guy from whatchamacallit part two.
Electric Boog.
Oh, the goddamn human Falls. Centipede too.
Oh,
yeah.
That
get in my belly.
sick. Shit. Like, really, I like felt nauseous and I could watch it.
Imagine
my buddy's dad so this looks guy, just like him.
This guy's basically eating their confessions, and then he pukes them up.
So he's like a file cabinet.
And then so that goes into the wall, and then the ladies rub their fingers through it, and they eat it, and then they say, he's good or no.
Guilty or not guilty.
Guilty or not guilty. And they're not liking the fucking...
It's not good. Yeah.
It's not good.
They're malfunctioning.
To the surgeon.
You got food poisoning from them? What happened?
Oh, here's the bells.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm very curious how that happened. Is he just too terrible of a person or too good of a person?
I don't know.
Maybe there was a mistake.
I just love the idea of, like, hell being, like, very business-oriented. Like, it's, like, very...
Hey, it's not hell. Did you know in, like, Hellraiser, they're not, like, it's part two. They don't come from hell. They, like, it's like they rent a space in hell.
It's like a different...
out there.
It's like a different dimension.
They rent a corner office in hell.
So who is this chick? Space in hell. Leviathan is leasing a space in hell.
So they're like freelance demons.
I don't even think they're demons. I think they're extraterrestrials.
Beings from another
dimension. Yeah, they're beings from another dimension. They're extraterrestrials.
Angels to some, demons to others. They're not saying that's what they are.
Yeah. They're pleasure and pain all wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like evil genies.
The djinn.
Interdimensional beings.
Yeah. That could be access.
He tells you that in Hellraiser. Have you seen Hellraiser, Shred?
No, never seen it.
Oh, look, they're going to eat him. Now they're going to eat his guts.
They're going
to
eat
his dick. They said take him to the surgeon. If they take him to the surgeon.
They're going
to
eat his dick.
I feel like.
I wish they'd eat his dick.
I think the surgeon.
Apparently this is being cleaned. They're going to lick him clean?
Yeah, they're going to turn him into a Cenobite, I bet.
Well. They're gonna pure him. They're gonna release him of his evil sperm.
Got to get the poison out.
Yeah.
Person.
Look, see, she just spit it out.
Oh man,
that was quick.
It was his Old Spice body spray.
What was that one that people used to use? Oh, that axe shit. Is that like out now?
Oh, Axe is the worst.
It's nobody still uses around. That anymore?
It's still
that
around.
That was like teenager shit.
Oh, yeah, then there's that disgusting blue cologne that men always get for Christmas. So that Christmas, it just smells like farts and that cologne.
Yeah. From all the holiday cologne. Food.
There's nothing worse than farts and cologne, dude.
Gross. That stupid blue cologne. Fucking gross. I don't like cologne on men. If you smell like soap and detergent,
and I turned off. Was it Giorgio Armani?
I never wear cologne unless I go out somewhere fancy, and I never go anywhere fancy, so I never wear cologne.
Oh.
Just deodorant.
A candidate.
See, look, I like...
I knew this.
You can use Cenobites.
Where is he now?
Have you heard of that thing that chicks do? I forget the name, but basically they take like their vaginal juice and wear it like a cologne, like for the pheromones.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it. Yeah.
Was that like the Gwyneth Paltrow shit?
Yeah. No,
that was a candle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a candle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's done a whole bunch of other stuff too.
Fucking
she really likes selling the smell of her vagina.
It's like a swimming pool. The pH balance is off, you know?
Oh, the body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
He's dropping acid.
He looks all right for a...
You don't look too bad.
For a fake pinhead.
Yeah, great value pinhead, yeah.
More like Timu.
Timu Bennett.
It's just Doug he's Bradford not... just did it just yeah. I don't know, it's just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like no one can ever play
for the book.
Yeah.
I mean, for the movie.
I mean, he's just like Pinhead when you order him off the internet and you get him in the mail and he's not what you expected it. You're like, oh, well.
No, that's kind of how I felt about the last Captain America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You order a mask from a Halloween store, it's called like Nail Face or like
yeah,
Screw like Top.
Oh, there's some worst Hell Priests. Just watch the other ones.
The demon Spiky Boy.
It's Spiky Boy.
It's Spiky Boy.
It's like something like Halloween bullet costume you get at Halloween Express, Spiky Boy.
Or like when you're bullying a metalhead and he's wearing his like his vest with the spikes. What are you gonna do about a Spiky Boy? Bork.
Spiky head.
What about Canoe Cologne, Willis? Or Nudie?
Canoe. I never wore that. My dad wears Old English. I buy it for him every year on Amazon because you can't find it anywhere else.
Really?
I swear to God, to this day, I still use Old Spice only because Bruce Campbell did commercials for Old Spice.
that weird-shaped white bottle?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, no. He sings Hungry Like the Wolf. He's like at a piano, like serenading some bitches.
Oh,
got a harem of bitches around him. He's like, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Yeah, Old Spice.
That's your dad? Is that what you
That's
said?
That's not this Pinhead, is it, Mona?
No. Oh, and then I'm so excited that you're reading these books. Like, I just get a giant lady heart on for these books.
Yeah,
after
good,
you read the Scarlet Gospels, then you can watch the last Hellraiser and you'll probably appreciate it more.
Okay. Scarlet Gospels are next.
I'm stuck on Lady Hard-On, like a clitorection. What would you call that, Leah?
Yeah, hard nipples, hard clit, you know. Yeah.
Moist lips, top and bottom.
Dropping oysters.
Popping that
snail trail.
You flick that clit like you do on a fucking
trails.
The clit goes brrr, like the bottom of the door thing. The door stops.
Moister than an oyster.
I wear Versace Eros. That's the last one I got.
You would.
See, is that blue shit?
No.
That everybody gets for Christmas?
No.
Versace. It's expensive.
It's Versace, alright? Don't fucking give me a hard time.
Virus smells like patchouli and balls.
This is
he wears the Trejo.
It is blue.
Versace Eros?
Yes.
That ain't the one that you were talking about.
That's
though.
Not the one you're talking about though.
You know what always cracks
what
me
is
up
it
is
then?
That
what's the blue cologne that everyone gets for Christmas?
Dracar?
Dracar Noir?
Dracar Noir.
Yeah.
Or Tommy Hilfiger.
There is that Johnny Depp cologne, and it's him, like, sucking at guitar, and there's a bunch of
oh, yeah. Him. Yeah, that cheesy commercial.
So good.
Parfum de...
Oh, those are cool, Cenobites. Oh, yeah. There's Chatter.
Yeah, yeah.
Chatter.
They're like the nurses from Silent Hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What I like from the last Hellraiser is you get to see the Chatterer bite someone.
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Poor man Chris Pratt woke up from a nightmare.
Dude, they have Versace Flame, Eros Flame. The red one. I gotta get it. Fuck. And they even have a gold one.
Did you ever cologne or like perfume your genitals if you thought you were gonna get head later?
No.
Gross. No. So you just smell dirty. It just smells like what you tried to do. Like,
you know what I would do? You know what I would do?
Cologne before, and dirty before crotch.
Before I went out, I would take a shower and I would wash my balls with soap. And I'd wash my asshole with soap.
You'd wash his taint. And
then I'd wash my taint and then my dick. And then I would let it sit there for a while too while I washed the rest of my body. And then I would rinse the soap off.
I'll tell you what, that's why your shit's so wrinkly, because soap dries it out.
And then what I would do
is use lava soap.
No, yeah, I used lava soap. Yeah, I used lava soap, the kind that the mechanics use to get off their hands. And then what I do is I prance around my room completely naked to let myself air dry.
He prances.
Sometimes I lay in my bed with my legs spread open, put on the wall, to let myself dry naturally.
You're supposed to pat it dry.
I don't let, I let the air dry, open the window, let the air dry like the natives used to do.
See, I never wash my ass.
Your family's out there.
Never wash my ass because it dries it out. You should see my asshole. It's like a Cheerio.
It's like a fucking, it's like a fucking black mold in it. Muscle ass fucking bathroom. So don't worry.
It's like an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah.
It has a butt bush.
Yeah.
I do try to suntan my butthole though. That is
true. Sam, are you still here?
I am. I'm just.
I thought we lost you.
No.
Sam,
I could have missed out on part of that conversation. I'm not really down with people's buttholes, but cheers.
You're not?
I mean, they're not my chosen, you know.
Hey, everyone's got one.
I know. I just don't need to analyze it.
Well, except my uncle. He was born with what's called an imperforate anus. He was born without
everybody
a butthole.
Everybody poops, Sam. Everybody poops.
I agree, and it's one good if you're regular.
Have you ever heard of that, the scale? It shows you the different kinds of, like, bowel movements. It tells you how healthy your bowel movements are.
Yes.
Fires talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
When I eat broccoli, I shit strong. I don't even have to wipe.
Bottom of the scale. It's all
there's
fucking.
There's nothing on the toilet paper.
Yeah. You have the separate hard lumps that are really difficult to pass. That means that you're not drinking enough water.
The other day I had diarrhea. It looked like coleslaw.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh man.
You drink too much. Like, I bet you like always have diarrhea.
No, he doesn't drink anymore. He's a changed man.
Yeah,
there's usually like a couple of good types that are noticeable. Like if you have the sausage shaped with cracks in the surface, that's considered normal and healthy. Or if they're smooth. If they're smooth and soft like a snake, it's considered ideal as well.
What's the name of the scale? There's a name of the scale.
Oh, it's called the stool scale.
No,
the Bristol stool scale. Yeah.
Say that five times fast.
You can't even say it one time.
It's Bristol stool scale. Bristol stool scale. Bristol stool scale. Bristol stool scale. Bristol
you didn't say scale. It.
Bristol stool scale.
Beetlejuice will it. Pop up.
You didn't say it right.
But if
this
you're,
show
if
is you nothing have, but information. I hope you people enjoy it. We're making you learn everything.
Yeah, every day you learn something new.
Now if it's fluffy,
the more you know.
Scare Sam away. Yeah. That I learned.
Oh, all we had scare Sam away. You just gotta threaten her with the greasy strangler.
Yeah, no, I'm good. We do not
scare
need
scare Sam away, and she's gonna beat you up. Just bend over and spread your cheeks, and she'll run away screaming.
I mean, I don't know that I would run away from that. Come on, though.
Either that or her stomach will start growling and she'll go inside and get a fucking
ew.
Jar of peanut butter and slather it on your butthole and get on all fours and lick it.
No.
She's not Bruce.
No.
Wait, what do you mean no?
I am not Bruce. I agree, I am not Bruce. I don't know what Bruce does.
Look, her dog's barking right now.
That is not mine.
He tried to let it go by without commenting on it. Nope. That was good.
Best way to, Sam, the best way to eat ass is with jelly.
I do not eat ass, and I do not want to eat ass with jelly. That's just sounds terrible.
Hey, what about what?
No.
What about a little locally raised honey?
Not on an ass.
Why not?
Because I don't eat ass.
It just tastes like ass and honey.
I do not eat ass here. I do not eat ass with honey. I do not eat ass with jelly. I do not eat ass with peanut butter.
For money?
I do not eat ass anywhere.
It's Sam Seuss.
Eat ass on a plane?
No.
It's Dr. Sam Seuss.
I do not eat ass in a plane. I do not eat ass on a train. I do not eat ass in a car.
Sam, one of these days, I am going to get you to eat ass.
If you are friends.
She doesn't eat ass with a migraine.
I'm sick of you motherfuckers eating ass on this motherfucking plane.
I'm tired of these motherfucking salad tossers. Have you seen that picture where it was allegedly Ric Flair eating a chick out on a train?
Oh,
dear God, no. You just see like the back of his head and her legs doubled over. She's got an ankle bracelet.
I understand your fear, Ozzy. I promise they won't come out of the phone and get you.
Yeah.
I would be scared.
We're like Cenobites coming out of the phone.
My cat's just walking all warily around the phone like I just want the fluffy blanket.
So no one said what Cenobite they'd be.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Nobody Someone said I probably have like fucked up cats morphed all over my body.
I'd be the ass-eating Cenobite. My mouth is just like a big like tornado, and I just like suck your ass. Yeah. I would be the bidet Cenobite.
Yeah. You'd be the type of Cenobite that could suck a fart out of an asshole, huh?
And hold it in like a bottle.
No, she doesn't suck farts out of assholes.
Why not?
Yeah.
She don't lick it. She ain't gonna suck a fart out of it.
No, I'm saying he would be that Cenobite.
Shred, not Sam.
Sam.
Shred's a fart-sucking Cenobite. All right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You got to be careful eating ass. I got food poisoning eating ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why.
No, it's not that.
Because she had food poisoning. She felt fine, but, you know.
No.
Stuff stays in your system after a while. Yeah. So, you know, that Chinese food was bad both ways.
Yeah, one time I got a green chili seed stuck into the tip of my dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old joke. He's lying. That's an old Mexican joke. My mom's been telling that since we were little.
Well, this is true. I had a chick give me a hand job after cutting jalapenos, and that shit sucked.
Poppy seed.
Hey, if you get a poppy seed, if you can get a penis?
Yeah.
I dipped my wick in a glass of milk.
Yeah, you said your mom to say that.
Okay, all right, Cenobites, okay.
Cenobites, I love them things.
Yeah, it sounds like Cinnabon, little bite-sized.
Actually, why don't we do this? This is a better game. This is the game that we're going to play tonight.
Oh, I didn't know we were playing games.
We're going to play a game here.
We're gonna play a game, motherfucker.
You okay. Have five asses in front of you. You have to eat one, and the key's in one of them.
You have to drink. You have to drink my enema wine.
Oh my God.
Hey Sam, if
Sam
was
in a Saw movie, she would die because she'd have to eat an ass, and she'd be
Sam.
Like,
yeah.
Just Sam, fucking kill me now, thanks.
Sam, if he
just slits her own throat.
Sam, it's like not even dirty ass. It's like good looking, like porn star asses.
Yeah, all bleached.
In the mud and fucking
wax.
Sam, if you just perchance did some enema with some red wine, I would drink it.
That is disgusting. And I would never perchance do that because that would be a waste of red wine.
What are you talking about? You'd get wasted.
I know. And that would still be terrible because I don't want to get wasted through my butthole. Like,
that's horrible, Virus. That's horrible because red wine's pretty dry. You need like a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. Moscato. Maybe some Moscato.
Yeah. A Bourguignon.
No.
A Beaujolais.
I can
nothing
do,
of that Sam, nature is going can, you know in that direction.
We could do our version of a sake bomb. You know what sake bombs are?
I'm sure I have an idea, and I know I probably sake don't want to do this. Is
when they have a beer,
and then
they put a shot of sake, drop it. So but it's in like,
basically a Jaeger bomb, but with sake.
Yeah, you slam it. So what I would do with you is I would have them put the
sake like it's hot.
No, I would have them. I would have them put the shot glass in your butthole, fill it up with sake, and then you could
come fart it out. It'd be a sake of coffee.
What for? Who's that?
You're playing a game.
Oh,
what
the
fuck is that?
A song? It's a theme song.
Anyways.
We're playing a game, you said.
Okay, anyways, Cenobites, the game.
Cenobites.
Okay,
yes.
So let's start with, I'm going to say what kind of Cenobite Mona would be. That sound like a plan? Mona?
Okay. You already did that.
No, we didn't. She said what she would be.
She would be Misery Cenobite.
She would be,
Misery.
Yeah.
Well, you're the eternal Misery Cenobite.
They're all suffering. I would just take over for the Hell Priest.
Well, y'all call her monotone, so maybe she could hit a tone, like, at a certain vibration where it, like, just, like, fucks your shit up. She's like a siren. She's like, oh, and it just, like, makes your head explode.
I think Mona would be probably have her face carved like a cat, and then she'd have like whiskers put into her fucking face with hooks. There you go.
Like, what's his name from Kiss?
Yeah.
So she's Mona Chris.
Yeah. But then she'd have her eyes slit to look like cat eyes. There you go.
She just walks around singing Beth all day.
The fucked up thing is people actually have done that, like body modification to look like cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke did it.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a freaking lion.
Man. He looks like a Michael Myers
like,
mask.
He looks like Ron Perlman from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
He played Vincent.
He looks like one of those hyper-realistic, like, silicone latex masks, but doesn't look quite right.
Like the one Brian Van Ness bought for $30.
I got scammed.
Remember Brian Van Ness? It got scammed.
The sneezing.
Oh, he got scammed.
You guys stop
picking
on him.
That's a masterpiece.
What happened?
What happened to Brian Van Ness?
Yeah, you stopped picking on him.
Oh, he met a real life bully. So we had to defend him a little bit.
Bro, he's like 30, 40 years old. There's no such thing as a bully. You just like block people and stop talking to him.
He met a real life bully like he did when he met you, Virus.
Yeah, was that bully's name? A-B-I-C?
No,
he thought it was funny when Aaron would do his thing. He's like, oh, that's funny, you know?
Yeah, no, this guy was like fucking straight up harassing him in the public and being really fucking mean spirited. Like, at least like when we do shit, like.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's like still in just like good humor. You're not like trying to make somebody fucking harass them and have them stay up all night.
Hang themselves.
My brother got pissed.
At me?
You remember the thing you made of Brian? Zach was like, that's not funny. Brian's like, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, Zach thought he said that. But then I told Zach, I said, what's really going on with you today? Oh, I think I have cancer. I'm sorry.
Don't pay him no mind. He's just a catty little gay guy.
Your brother?
Yeah. The meanest gay guy ever. Like, you always think gay people are super nice and intelligent and polite. My brother's like white trash gay.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, why would you think they were like that?
I don't know. Modern Family? I don't know.
You never met Victor? Virus Victor's, best friend.
Victor is so mean. The universe hates Victor so much they took his legs.
He took his legs?
Mm-hmm.
He lost his legs?
Yeah.
He lost his legs. Oh, look, it's his buddy's fucking his wife.
And it's weird, because you know when something bad happens to someone that's a bad person? You don't know how to react. You're like,
That sucks.
To be him? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, kind of like when fucking... his name's wife died? Or fiance on Seinfeld?
That's fucked up. Oh George?
George. Yeah, from licking the stamp?
Yeah.
I just watched that episode last night.
It's kind of like how Victor...
He made him crazy, and now he's killing people.
Awful.
Are you really going to have to bleep this name out?
But he doesn't have a leg to stand on, and... Awful.
Hell yeah, generic industrial metal. Fuck yeah.
Virus stops himself halfway through the name.
What?
Victor, I don't even know her.
Yeah, just the first time I saw pictures of him, I thought, that guy looks like he's mean. He's a mean bastard.
Yeah. Well, he lost his legs.
Poor guy.
How?
Because his fucking doctor fucking told him stop fucking eating like shit because you have diabetes.
Diabetes.
I want to cut him off.
So he decided to eat fast food for
every day.
Three meals and be an alcoholic. We're all talking shit about him on the podcast.
That's all right.
With naming him and everything.
Because that fucking Josh.
He doesn't listen anyway.
He would just make stupid decisions and I would tell him what was going to happen or what did you think would happen. And then it would happen and he would say I cursed him.
Yeah. And he fucked up your hair one too many times.
Oh my god, I know who you're talking about. The hairdresser.
Yeah.
Huh? He did your hair too? He fucked up your hair too?
What does that mean? You don't like my hair?
You shaved your head, remember?
You don't have hair.
Well, now.
I don't even
know. How could you like it?
Shit. Do you see that? Dude's fucking his partner's fucking his wife. I don't know if you guys missed that.
You're screwing around.
It also doesn't help that he's going insane.
Yeah, he killed the other cop. Did you miss that?
We missed all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I didn't miss it.
I'm watching.
Yeah. I'm watching.
We're too busy. Too busy talking about buttholes.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's subtitles.
Yeah. Keep the butthole to you.
Yeah.
That's why I put them in, because it's hard to listen to everybody babble and hear their audio, too. So that's why I always add subs if I can.
Hey, it's been a while. We haven't all podcasted together.
I know.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while. Since Sam ate a butthole.
I have never eaten a butthole, and I never will eat a butthole.
It's been a while.
That's why no one will ever remember you.
Put up
there are lots of people who remember me, thank you. I'm the fucking unicorn, so.
You want to be a legend, you got to eat the ass.
I'm a princess.
I'm already a legend.
You want to be a legend, you got to take a thumb up the butt.
This is the Cenobite that AI came up for me.
Oh.
I don't know what I do, but
I think Sam's taking a thumb up the butt.
I do too.
I'm not gonna comment too much on that, but
you want the crown, you
gotta go for it.
Could you make one of me?
She tried to, but it came out too short.
That's all right. I have steel.
Steel. Oh yeah, that's right. You're steel man.
Steel man.
What year was this movie made?
2017.
Okay. Smartphones.
See, what Sam just said right there, I already know.
What did Sam what?
She said she wasn't going to speak on it when you asked her that question, Nudie.
Oh. Well, we all know the answer. By not speaking on it, that's her answer. That means yes. Hey, if you ever do it in the shower, right? The girl's bent over. I mean, it's right there. Who hasn't?
See, that's the thing. It takes a long time for people to open it. It takes them weeks. They don't get it in 2 seconds.
The box, take an Asian kid like 2 minutes.
Yeah, the box.
Okay.
It's not that easy.
Really? They finished the Rubik's Cube in 2 seconds. What are you talking about?
You know how you can tell when an Asian chick is pregnant?
You have to really, really, really want it.
No,
when an Asian chick is pregnant and put a Rubik's Cube in her pussy, it comes back solved.
That is terrible.
What, they're smart? That's not a bad thing.
That is still terrible.
Yes, it's a girl. You have to use the little keychain ones because the other ones are too big. Uh-oh, he's here.
Evil, free, evil.
He came to us with free shipping.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we ask to see the manager at Hot Topic.
He's not too bad.
That's overestimating Hot Topic's darkness, I'm just saying.
It's almost over. I like the ending.
Kmart pinhead.
I don't like his voice.
It's like Igor. An Igor voice.
Yeah. Igor pinhead.
It sounds like Weak Darkness from Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather if he had, like, a deep, like, vampire, like, Dracula?
No, I would rather it be Doug Bradley.
Yeah.
We have such sights to show you.
Do I look like someone who cares of what God thinks?
What'd he do to make him so disgusted?
I think he was actually a good person.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I think the glowing bright lady is going to come in and, like, yeah.
Oh,
that's how that red dot got on the cashmere sweater in a sign.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this red dot? That was what's his name from American Werewolf in London that played Elaine's alcoholic boyfriend in that episode?
Yeah.
He's like, Merry Christmas. And they're like, oh, my God. It's like it's Cape Fear. Let's hide.
He was on the wagon or off the wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have 11 minutes to explain it.
Yeah. Better hurry up and explain it. Timu Pinhead.
Did this go to the theaters or was it a video release?
Oh.
I think it was straight to DVD.
Yeah.
She looks like Morgan Freeman. Not Morgan. Not Morgan Freeman. What the fuck is that girl? That girl's name. Oh, Morgan. Oh, I can't remember. She was on one of them fucking Friday night soap opera shows. She was in The Seduction. She was in The Seduction with Andrew Stevens.
I have no clue what that is.
Fuck. Oh, really? It's one of those Skinamax movies, but it's pretty, it's, all right, let me see what her name is. Her name's probably not even Morgan.
Taylor, not so swift.
Oh, it's Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, she was in Skinamax movies?
Well, the Seduction is, he's a.
I thought she was just in like Lifetime movies.
No. She did some. Mm. Who is it?
Sorry, be right back.
Uh-oh. Kid's about to yell at him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. A Jack. That was funny.
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not dead. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3.
We have the Perceptor.
What did he do? He's a serial killer, Sam!
Oh, he is?
You don't know what suffering is.
Mm. You suffer, but why? Napalm death.
I don't know. I don't like this Cenobite you made of you.
For me?
Yeah.
Is he like a green chili Cenobite? He puts green chilies in your penis head.
Oh.
Uh-oh. He doesn't care, Margaret.
That's the thing. It's the first time I've seen him do that. Take a pit out of his
cares not.
Head. I think he's done it before.
Yeah. In the earlier films.
No, only in the last one.
I think in the earlier films he did.
No, you're wrong.
Maybe it wasn't in the book.
It's not in the film either. He doesn't take pins out of his head.
It's not how you do acupuncture.
Yes, it is.
Doesn't she have any powers? Like, what the hell?
She's a snappy dresser.
Yeah, but she had no power. What's going on here? But she was able to control this dude.
So she thought.
See, I would just be the new hell priest. I languish in anguish.
I was giving her a facelift. Oh,
come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good facelift.
I mean, I get the callback, but don't do that. Don't do the same line. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of ruined it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took me out of the moment.
Fuck this whole movie.
Like when the android, like in the alien Romulus, get away from her, you bitch.
Yeah.
You know,
That was terrible.
Creek. Yeah.
No, that was Aliens, not Alien Romulus. Oh, they did it in Alien Romulus too, you saying?
And also,
yeah!
What about...
I paid no attention to that movie.
And then what about...
I liked Alien Romulus.
Was the other one in Alien versus Predator Requiem? So get to the chopper!
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Look, they banished him. Now he's human.
He's back to being human now. Yep, you had to fucking send him back. You fuck.
Now I'm a houseless person.
Yeah.
A bum, a vagrant, homeless.
Well, that's derogatory.
I'm without a home person.
And that guy was a hard worker.
Yeah, he was all right.
Oh, wow. 1 hour and 17 minutes. I'm assuming there's no cut scene at the end or anything.
Don't.
I got like 3 minutes, 50 seconds or
The landlady was Heather Langenkamp. Who the fuck was the landlady?
I didn't even recognize her.
We were probably talking about ass at the time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, butthole. We're all imagining Sam licking ass.
No, we were not imagining that.
No, we're not all of us.
It's all right. Sam,
Mona,
listen.
Mona was thinking about him eating penis.
Sam.
Eating penis.
The guy in the movie.
Sam is just. It's all right, Sam.
Sam.
Psalm.
I know it's all right because I didn't do it, so I am perfectly fine.
Yeah. Psalm is okay.
All right.
Your butthole, Sam's butthole. You wouldn't do that?
Yeah. I'm adventurous. I am not that adventurous.
You're not truly adventurous. You can't say you're adventurous then.
I absolutely can say I'm adventurous. I just did.
Nope. If you don't fuck with the asshole, you an asshole.
You don't gotta believe me, and I don't mind if I'm an asshole. That's fine.
Let me put it like this. I'd rather eat ass than Indian street food. Have you seen these fucking videos of people making street food in India? It's disgusting.
I think you're crazy.
I would rather eat ass than... Yeah, I would rather eat ass.
You can have at all the asses that want you to have at them in the world. And I will leave them for you.
And it's not like what, you know, Mona says, sticking his tongue up her butt. Like, no, it's just diddling the hole with your tongue, getting it fucking ready to go.
Yeah, it's really hard to get the tongue in there.
Well, some people aren't into it, okay? I never said anything about a tongue going up in there.
Me and Virus are really, like, personally attacked by this.
Yeah, I know. You guys are fucking sick and tired.
I wouldn't eat an ass. I just said I don't like mine eaten. Okay.
Hey, listen. Listen.
She just wants a penis in her.
I never saw.
Anyways, the movie.
You guys are fucking kink shaming. Of all, we're watching fucking Hellraiser, and you guys are kink shaming on top of it.
Hellraiser was about to eat your ass. He said, "I have
God damn it, kids,
to show
we're
you.
Trying to watch fucking Hellraiser."
Alrighty then.
And you kids, you keep talking about buttholes and penis. I'm trying to watch fucking Hellraiser.
I know.
Let me tell you something, Joy Boy.
Plus,
you're going to
have some nightmares.
Yeah. All right, who wants to go first?
It's gonna be
Cenobites
and buttholes. There he is. I turned it off.
There is a fucking scene.
Sam,
what's happening?
Let Sam go first.
There's Jehovah's Witnesses on a bike.
Yeah, that's what Jehovah's Witnesses on a
walking
bike
up to a house.
Or Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Good morning.
Bike.
Maybe come inside and tell you God's good news.
That's a Mormon.
Jehovah's do the same thing.
My grandma's Jehovah's Witness.
And it is in
grew up Jehovah's Witness.
Anyways, so Hellraiser judgment. Honestly, if we weren't talking about buttholes the whole time, I probably would have enjoyed it. So.
Well, this movie's all about pleasure and pain, Sam, so
you never know what you're
doing. Yeah, but she'd rather see it in the movie than hear it from you.
Cheers. See, Mona understands.
But Sam, you did learn what a healthy poop looks like.
No, I already knew what a healthy poop looks like. I did not need virus to tell me.
This is a very educational episode.
I mean, it really is. I mean, we learned a lot tonight.
Hey, Sam, do you ever take a creatine?
No, I do not.
No? You never had a creatine shit? It's like a protein, but like the shits are...
Oh, I know all about creatine, but no, I do not actively take creatine.
You can be healthy and still take sloppy shits.
No, I'm good.
So, Sam, is it really that bad?
The movie was not really that bad, in my opinion.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Hey! I don't think it's really that bad. Like I said, they're pretty bad, but there's worse. The movies before this are a lot worse. Like I said, I like something out of all of them. I'll take anything from Hellraiser, Clive Barker. I like to see new Cenobites, and I like the way the Auditor looked. I like the gore. I like the torture. I liked the suffering.
Suffering.
Sad that Doug Bradley wasn't the Hell Priest, but... And I like the ending. That was some pretty good suffering.
I liked the ending, too.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll probably rewatch this again on my own. Again.
All right. Virus, go ahead.
About buttholes.
I wasn't talking about buttholes. You were.
I said I'll watch it again without buttholes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
did.
You do you.
I do you. I'm going to fucking punch you in the fucking dick when I see you.
All right. So, did you video I didn't. What?
Go ahead.
What? No, go. Wait,
go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Videotape.
Go ahead.
The fuck's going on?
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Man, you guys are all on one tonight.
It was, I didn't mind it. I mean, I'm trying to like correlate it to the book that I'm reading, you know, and I could see some nods to it, but I don't really feel like, I appreciate the world, but I just don't feel like this connected to the world in any way, shape or form for me. A little bit.
The Scarlet Gospels, cause most of them are like detective stories.
Oh, good, good. I'll read the Scarlet Gospels. This one was, I mean, it was okay. I was hoping that we got to see somebody turned into a fucking Cenobite. So, that's all. The Auditor was cool. The makeup wasn't too bad. I didn't mind Pinhead.
Right, you see part two, the Doctor, you get to see him turn into
Cenobite.
I
wanted to see this dirty cop turn into a Cenobite.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about, but, it wasn't that bad, actually. This is probably it wasn't that bad. I didn't mind it.
All right. Flashy.
All right. Yeah. I agree with Mona. I might have to watch this on my own without all the butthole and butthole talk. And, this movie, from what I saw, it was better than I thought it would be. I understand that. Doug Bradley's probably retired. He's at home drinking Metamucil while other actors are playing Pinhead.
No, but they cheated him out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, they cheated him out of it, but he's at home drinking Metamucil while other actors are playing the part. I'll definitely rewatch it again. Oh, okay.
How did they cheat him out of it?
Yeah. I'm curious.
They just hired this guy instead.
They didn't even want to pay him, it's not that he wanted more money. They were going to pay him less.
Hmm. This guy's one of the, because wasn't there a Pinhead that looked like a fat Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, I think I put it in the.
Brendan Fraser looking Pinhead.
There, I put it in the chat. Is that the one? Oh, there's another one that's even worse.
All right. But yeah, it was okay. It was good. Okay, someone else can go.
No, I thought, go ahead, say
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
What's your, so it's not that bad?
Right.
All right. And, Shred?
First of all, thank you for having me back. I had a great time.
You were a good boy.
Yeah, I tried. I'm sorry about the butthole talk.
You sound like you just got out of shock therapy today. Are you okay?
You sound like Alex from Clockwork Orange when he kind of became good at the end.
Me drinkies, I'm reformed.
Twitching. He's twitching right now.
As for the movie, I was pleasantly surprised. The beginning, I was getting a little worried because I thought it was going to be one of those shaky cam, blast processing, just like all over the place. But the story was great. The characters were believable and the acting was actually really good. I'm sorry, you know, I talked over a lot of it, but thank God for the subtitles. But, I would put it up there with, I'd probably say top three, 1, 2, and this one.
Wow.
Right. Nice.
I feel like the same way. At first, I was a little worried about it because I was like, man, this is a crazy-ass opening and everything. But I kind of dug it as it went along, even with all the crazy talk we had tonight. I was still kind of paying attention to the movie. And it's pretty decent, but yeah, I think I missed a lot of it because of the talk, so I might have to watch it alone again too. But
it was shot almost kind of like a Law & Order SVU, like a cop procedural. Mm-hmm. But, like, with the lighting and the camera work, at first I was like, oh, this is going to suck. But pleasantly surprised. I would say it's not that bad.
Yeah, I agree. All right, yay. That's good. We all agree.
All right.
Yay. Thank you.
So, next time we'll do the It's Not Horror. But I think the next pick was Flesh Eaters. And I think he's the one who picked the Phantom of the Opera. Was that you or was that Willis?
No, I think it was
Robert
Willis.
England.
It must be Willis.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it was Willis's pick. So if he decides to
Phantom
join
of
us
the
next
Opera,
time,
which one are we doing? The
Robert
England
24
Robert
one.
The Robert England one.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. You should make him do. You should make him do fucking Phantom of the Mall, not Eric's Revenge.
We can do that when it's your show.
Nah, fuck that. I don't want to do that on my show. I already figured out what I want to do on my show.
I mean on your pick. When it's your pick, you can pick that one.
Yeah.
Not your show. I meant your pick.
We're gonna do Anal Astronauts.
Co-featured Gay Racula.
Gay Racula.
There's one called Gay Inwards from Outer Space.
For a special guest appearance by Poop Man.
Oh, God.
He's going to call in. All right, everybody. That's your Is It Really That Bad? We'll talk to you again next time. Peace.
Oh, hey, do you know what an anal astronaut is?
Hi. Fuck off.
I'm listening.
Yeah, an anal astronaut is when a man loves to explore the man's anal area. This usually involves extensive foreplay with sex toys. And a snorkel, listen, and a snorkel, listen, and a, shut the fuck up, and a snorkel if done underwater. Yeah. Finally, the astronaut will enter the anus and mark his newly discovered territory. His Justin's famous fact, he loves to, that's what it is, an anal astronaut.
The brown side of the moon.
Virus will know. He's a pro at
anything. I'm reading it.
Goodbye!
Bye. Y'all stopped maturing at stage 2 of Freud's psychosexual stages of development. I'm
I think
just
he
saying.
Was gay in another life.
Hey,
yeah.
Freud was in love with his mom and projected it on everybody else. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he still got the first 2 stages right.
His mom
I don't even know
really
what the
hot.
Fuck he's talking about.
On the nights that Ren Den's not open, those are the nights that he opens the club to the gay men.
it's always open to anybody of any sexual persuasion.
It's like those leather parties from Nightmare on Elm Street 2. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Nanu.
Bye.
Thanks again.